Stephen Nowicki.
Stephen Nowicki.
Stern superfan Stephen Nowicki.
That guy's awesome.
Get at me on the phone. Get at me on Twitter. Something just clicked in my sick mind. Look at me.
Just
look
not,
at me.
Just not I'm smiling. The
man. Christine Mattson, everybody.
People crying, cheering.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie. It's pretty hard not to dance right now. All the news networks are going crazy over that.
Mr. Rush.
Good morning, guys. Oh, I love disco, man.
You're a sick man, Rush.
There you go.
And, of course, Mr. Omar Dickens Jr., everybody.
I'm more into, you know, the game and, you know, the competition.
First news with Omar Dickens.
You got to see this later.
So I was walking by the bell tower yesterday to go to the library to get a little work done. And then I see this picture of an aborted fetus, this huge poster. So I'm like, that's disgusting. And I keep walking, and then I see these religious enthusiast guys over there that were preaching to the crowd their stuff. And the crowd really wasn't having it. But, you know, I joined in, I hung out, made some funny comments. They were very pro-life, you know, not so into the whole gay thing. A little anti-gay, I would say. And then, yeah, it was a cool scene, though. A lot of guys were just standing up and then saying, like, listen, man, I'm gay. And everyone cheered for him and stuff. And the religious guys, like I said, they just weren't really having it. And then I would say the loudest cheer that I heard the whole time was when they were pretty deep into the whole anti-gay thing. So these two girls just go into the center and start making out. That got a very big cheer, I might say.
I believe it.
Well, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with us on the show today, boy, do we have quite the show planned. We've got the lovely Jessica Brower and Sarah Donahue.
Ooh,
over here.
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
They are the activists. You guys started this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So you were like the first ones there. You had the signs. I know, Sarah, you had the big It's My Body, My Choice sign. Jessica, you were screaming louder than anyone I've heard scream before at this guy. I got to applaud you for that. It was very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, quite the show. We've got this guy calling in today. Actually, he might be on the phone right now. Hold on. WHIP. All right. Can you hang out for about 2 minutes and then we'll get you on?
Sure.
So, he is on the phone right now.
Good stuff. I'm excited.
Yeah. So, living up to the word, they are showing up, and they will be having the debate today, which I'm very excited about. And Jessica, Sarah, you must be excited.
Definitely looking forward to this.
Oh, yes. Let me check the time. I think we got to go to a break. We do. All right, when we get back, we will get right into this, everybody. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Jocelyn. You come to look
for a king. All right, everybody. Not a fan of ABBA. I think I've mentioned this before, Christine.
Yeah, we've had this talk.
I hate when it comes up on the automation here.
I thought you did it on purpose, and I was like, again, Steve, with Dancing Queen?
Absolutely not. So, we got the guy on the phone. We're going to get to him in a minute. I just want to explain it a little bit more. You know, it was the big thing. Everyone was arguing, and they were trying to get their point across and everything. It was a lot of fun, though. There was this one guy that wasn't really talking, and he was kind of off to the side. People were referring to him as the mustache guy, because he had a mustache, and he was just kind of quiet off to the side there.
Yeah.
So then when he finally spoke, well, I kept attracting attention to him. You see, I wasn't really being like an activist or anything. I was just kind of making fun of the whole situation and making myself laugh. And this guy, I just kept drawing attention to him. At one point, he's standing behind the sign, and I see him, like, do a little cough, and I scream, "He's coughing!" And everyone looks over. I got him to crack a smirk, too.
Ah, nice.
Everyone's so serious and upset at each other. And then he's on his cell phone, and I'm like, "Mustache guy! Are you an iPhone guy or a Droid guy? The 5 came out yesterday. What's up with the new dock? I hate it!"
What did he do? Did he just, like, look at you like, this kid?
He was kind of smirking, like he knew it was funny.
Okay.
But he didn't want to laugh because, you know, he was into it.
So into his passion.
Very very passionable about it. That's a word. in his shirt. I'm like, mustache guy, is that a Banana Republic shirt? I love Banana Republic. They're having a sale this weekend. Do you want to go with me?
That's awesome. Way to break it up.
And then when he finally went up to speak, I had the stage because I just promoted the radio show selflessly. And I'm like, you've all been waiting for him. You know him. You love him. You've seen him on TV. Mustache guy, everybody.
Did he get a round of applause?
Nah.
Nah.
After he spoke, it was kind of done, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't really trail on. But we have on the phone with us, Cy. Are you there, Cy?
I'm here.
Cy is with us. He is a, what would you call yourself, a Christian?
I'm an apologist.
Apologist?
Apologist is somebody who defends the truth of Christianity.
He defends the truth, and that would make Jessica and Sarah liars, would it not?
Well, I mean, we won't get into that right now at this moment, but that's what I do. I defend the truth of my view. I'm just curious. Before we got on the show here, we were going to give a little bit of background, because all that happened is that I got up this morning, I looked on my Facebook, and my friend Mike, who's, I imagine, one of the open-air preachers out there, he said, these guys want to talk to a Christian on their show between 3 and 4, and that's about all the information I had, so I just went to the Temple website, and I Googled radio show from 3 to 4. I found the Christine Mattson show, and here I am.
Christine Mattson show.
The Christine Mattson show.
Ah, that's a joke. I was just pulling your leg.
I like the sound of that.
You have a sense of humor. You guys were very serious yesterday. Hey, you know, you guys didn't really seem to influence anyone in the crowd. Is this generally what happens
when
you guys go around to colleges, or do the people, is there ever a different turnout with that?
Let me give you a little bit of a background. I'm in Canada.
Oh, I can hear it, eh?
That one of the friends of mine is a really good friend of mine. We actually, our birthday's on the same day, not the same year. Mike, the guy that looks like the big Marine, he used to be a Marine. And he's a friend of mine. He's the one that posted on my Facebook, and he wanted me to come out. But I think people have the misconception that people are on the box, they're preaching so that people will, you know, accept it or listen to it or understand it. But really, all we're doing...
To be fair, everyone was, it was imposing the view. In a way?
Right.
I mean, it was very imposing. It was
absolutely
in their case, and then they were getting talked over.
No doubt about it. But I mean, this is the way that we look at it. If you see somebody walking towards a cliff, then I'm going to yell, you know, there's a cliff in front of you, pal. You might want to turn around. And then you could turn around, you can give me the finger, you say, I don't care if there's a cliff there, man. But, you know, there might come a point where I would tackle you. Now, who would be the better friend, the one who talks to you about the weather, or the one who says to you, no, there's a cliff there, you might want to turn around, pal? And that's what these people are doing. You know, not that you will accept it, not that you will listen to it, but they're trying to impart the truth in the hope that God opens your eyes to it.
Yeah, well, you know what I say? I say, why not let us go to hell? You know, we're enjoying ourselves and doing what we think is right.
Right.
And Jessica, can you agree with that, you know, maybe we should be left alone with our views and not as imposed?
I mean, I think if you're really trying to save us from a cliff, there's a better way to go about it than...
No, I can't save you. I can't save you from a cliff.
Okay, well,
he can tackle you to the ground.
I'm just telling you that there's one there, that's all.
I mean, I see the cliff, and there's water at the bottom, and I'm trying to dive, and you're stopping me. I just think that to come onto a college campus with a huge sign with a bloody fetus...
The bloody fetus was a little much. Cy, can we agree on this?
To be honest with you, I don't like those signs myself. To be honest with you, I don't like them.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't like them myself. But the thing is, they do really expose, you know, that what is going on there is pretty gross, pretty disgusting, and people are upset by it. But I don't like seeing them either. People post them all over my Facebook page. I can't stand it. So, you know, I can see that too. But, you know, I think...
that the baby in this picture was obviously past the second trimester.
And yeah.
Actually illegal to abort a fetus.
Well, you'd be surprised. Unless
there's a medical reason, and the mother will not make it through the birth. So, even though you say that it paints a clear picture of what's happening, it actually doesn't.
Well, I mean, there are places that where you can get late-term abortions. But like I say, this is not really an abortion conversation. This is more about a debate about the truth of our worldviews.
Sir, I have a question for you. You seem to be an educated man.
Not really. I was working in a factory 4 years ago. I just do this because...
You seem to be worldly and knowledgeable. What's your perspective on the whole Biggie Tupac situation that went down about 15 years ago?
you have to understand, I'm Canadian. I don't know much about that realm of the music industry. You can fill me in, and I can give you an opinion if you like.
Not really into hip-hop?
Well, actually, there is some Christian hip-hop.
There's Christian hip-hop?
Yeah, there is, actually.
We got to go to a break. When we get back, more with Cy, our friend of God. Could we call you that?
Well, I don't know. If you follow me around, you'd probably think otherwise.
Oh, so...
we'll ask you about that when we get back.
Yeah, we'll be back right after this. So as we went to break, Cy left us with a comment. I have no idea what was said. What was that?
You called me a friend of God, and I would say that would probably a pretty loose title. But I'm a sinner. I deserve hell just as much as anybody walking the face of this earth. But I'm not going, not because of anything I've done, but because of what Jesus Christ did in my place. Because I deserve death for the way that I live.
Oh,
and
come on. Brighten up a little, Cy. Come on. Sound like a good guy. Hey, the whole homosexuality thing, you guys were very against that yesterday.
Right.
Standing up and saying, these guys were saying, hey, I'm gay. And then the guy from your camp was like, well, that's gross. My megaphone's not working. But you know what I'm getting at here. So what's the whole deal with that? What's your stance on homosexuality?
Well, when I'm out on the street, because I do this every once in a while, too. I do the open-air stuff. I was out at the Super Bowl, and I had a fellow come up to me, and he was homosexual. He said that he was living with his husband at the time, because he was living from in a state where that was legal. And just on the other corner were the Westboro Baptist types, and they had signs, you know, God hates fags and stuff like that. And he said, how come you guys don't have a sign like that? And I said, very simply, because except for the blood of Jesus Christ, he hates me too. And I'm not about to stand on the box and isolate particular sins. Because, like I said earlier, I'm a sinner too. So I'm not going to isolate that person's particular sin. And Scripture says it's sinful. But, I mean, we all do enough to warrant hell. So I'm not going to stand up there and isolate it. If people want to taunt me with it and ask me what the biblical perspective is, you know, I'll get into that. But
you do realize that your friends were singling people out. They had the nerve to say directly to my gay friend's face that he was an abomination. I mean, I don't know why you're here in their place if you're not even really on their side.
No, the thing is,
what they did is wrong.
No, well, see, that's why I'd like to know exactly what happened there, because I know one of my friends, and the thing is, homosexuality is an abomination to God. I understand that. It's just that I don't single it out. Now, they might have been taunted at that point, you know, by certain people. I understand that. But I don't like to single it out, because I'm an abomination to God for the way I live my life, except for the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, and the thing is, Christians...
You realize that where it says that homosexuality is abomination is in it's the old law. Jesus Christ, when he gave his life on the cross, he wiped that away. We're now in the new law. So if you follow the old law by saying that homosexuality is a sin, you are supposed to be cursed. I mean, the Apostle Paul wrote that those who are still under the old law are now cursed. So why would you choose to believe the old law when you're basically saying Jesus Christ giving his life meant nothing because you don't care and you're going to still, you know, focus on the old thing?
She got a point.
Well, let me ask you this question. Are you a Christian?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm logical.
Oh, well, okay. That's good. Actually, I'd like to talk about that a little bit later on.
Are you going to answer my question?
I am. I am going to answer the question. But the thing is, it seems like you're not very familiar with Scripture, because the moral laws that were talked about in the Old Testament, unless they're those laws are absolute. They don't change. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9, which is in the New Testament, it says, or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolater, nor the adulterer, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. That's in the New Testament.
Sir, can we put this into words that we can all understand? It's getting a little wordy. I'm not a big Bible guy.
No, well, okay.
The Bible, but...
Well, it was your friend that brought that up.
The SparkNotes version.
Well, it was your friend that brought them. I'm just saying that, you know, the sin of homosexuality is also repeated in the New Testament, that it is sinful. Romans 1 as well talks about homosexuality. So, you know, it's just a clear misunderstanding of Scripture when you don't think that it's repeated in the New Testament as well.
I mean, one of the few times that it's actually discussed that people think that they're talking about homosexuality is in Matthew, when he's talking about, you know, a man and a woman being married, and he's talking about how that should be marriage, but he's really only saying that because the person who asked the question before was talking about whether or not you can get divorced. And then later on, he even says, like, let man not separate. He doesn't say man and woman.
Right.
So, but, I really just don't understand how...
Well, let me ask you this question. Do you think the Bible is authoritative?
I don't think...
I think the guys yesterday were pretty authoritative.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but let me ask you the question. Do you...
college students, that the only book they should be reading is the Bible.
Well, no, I don't agree with that. But the thing is, that is our ultimate authority. And
are you their public affairs guy? Because you're very kind to talk to. And I would have loved to get one of the guys from yesterday, the guy with the mustache. Which, what's up with that guy? I'm supposed to go DVD shopping with him this weekend. He tells me he's catching a cold. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Did you get any names at all? I only know Mike, the guy that looks like the Marine.
None of them really looked that.
He was a Marine. He's a big, stocky guy. And
he was
that was the main guy.
Yeah.
Nah.
But like I say, and this is what I'm saying, that if you don't take the Bible as authoritative, then the kind of questions that you're bringing up and raising in different passages of Scripture, that's actually a wonderful conversation for a Bible study. But if you don't take the Bible as authoritative, then it's kind of nonsensical to debate the Bible and for you to have my views, you know, who's studied the Bible most of his life, to somebody, you know...
It's not necessarily debating the Bible. It's more so debating the conversation that took place yesterday.
Right, right. Okay, that's fine. We can discuss that.
Gay people's faces, saying it's an abomination.
Right.
You know.
Well, I don't think it's right to get in people's faces, because the thing is, I do a lot of debates. And sometimes when I debate people, I have Christians listening to these debates, and they're laughing at the unbeliever. They're high-fiving me and stuff like that. And I let that go on because for the first time in their lives, maybe they hear a debate, you know, where the Christian position is defended properly. But I say, you have to keep in mind that if not for the grace of God, that's us. These people are going to hell unless they repent. And I think that...
Are you a Pepsi guy or a Coke guy? I prefer Pepsi, you know, although it's the less popular stuff.
Oh, I really prefer Coke, but because of my blood sugar, I just can't touch it anymore.
Now, I don't usually see women rallying with you guys. It's usually men, and they're usually saying the whole thing against women of the women's right to choose, you know, that they shouldn't have that. And so do women ever rally with you guys? I'm sure there's a few exceptions.
Well, let me just clear up that misconception about the women's right to choose what? About the women's right to choose the life of the child that's within them?
Yeah, the whole abortion thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I think that... That is a life. I mean, once the child is born, the woman doesn't have the right to choose either. So I think that's a whole other issue.
Quick, we got to go to a break right now, and we get back more on this with Psy, everybody. And, of course, Jessica Brower, Sarah Donahue, the lovely Christine Manson. And we'll be back right after this. All right, we're back, everybody. Great debate going on over here. That it is.
I don't even think we've started the debate yet.
It's going to be a bloody cage match, but apparently it's going quite well.
We have a half hour left, so we'll see where it goes.
Yes. Well, Psy.
Right.
Still over there.
I'm here.
Oh, hello. Well, all right. Before, you know, you were saying that you don't like to impose your view and everything.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, what was the thing about the guy on the hill? You said some metaphor, but it was kind of...
No, it's just that, you know, I don't think that calling out a person's particular sin is sinful. Unless they bring it up and they want my opinion on it, then I'll tell them that. But like I say, I'm a sinner as well. But I definitely think that, you know, we should impose truth on people. We should tell them what the truth is. And the interesting thing about that is if you were, for instance, to say, no, it's wrong to do that, you shouldn't be doing that. You know what you're doing? Exactly what I'm doing, but just the reverse. You're imposing your will, your truth. Hang on, let me finish, sorry.
Can I talk?
Hold on a sec.
Let me just finish. I just want to say that if you're saying it's wrong what you guys are doing, then you're imposing your will on me.
Go ahead, Jessica.
No, it's Sarah. But, okay.
Oh, Sarah, I can't see you.
I don't think that you are a fair representation of what we experienced yesterday when we saw two men who were, in fact, preaching
right
to a crowd of people, and a third man, who I'm assuming was the Marine guy you keep talking about, holding a huge sign of a bloody, torn-apart fetus.
Right.
And, well, when I saw it, I was enraged.
Right.
Because, well, first off, they are anti-choice. And the reason that we are pro-choice is because we want women to have the choice to do what they want to do with their bodies. We're not saying everyone has to have an abortion or that you have to be for abortions, but you can let each individual woman choose for herself.
Si, you didn't answer my question before. I never usually see women... Rest.
Well, let's just get back to what you just brought up about abortion, though, and then we'll get back to that point.
Hold on, Si, I'm hosting over here.
I realize.
There's a connection to the whole the choice thing that women don't rally with you guys.
Well, I'm saying that occasionally they do. I think that there are different ministries that have different views as to whether women should preach or not.
Join with you.
But the thing is, you know, the issue is not about a woman's choice. The issue is whether it's life or not, whether it's a human being or not. That's what the issue is. Because if these people were...
This isn't a human being at this point. This is a parasite.
Right, right. However...
If she is pregnant, it is a parasite in her body.
However, that...
is something that feeds off of someone else's life and resources. So, which is why when a woman has sex, her body kills the sperm because she, in fact, does not want to get pregnant.
Are you going to let me talk now?
You're not letting me talk.
Si, we don't mean to interrupt you here, but we got to keep the show rolling.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
It's getting a little too C-SPAN-y when we have a caller talk.
No, I understand. That's not a problem. But
you know, we're trying to give you your place here.
Right.
Your place to talk.
But the thing is, what we're doing now is debating whether or not it's life. But that's where the debate is, whether or not it's a human being. You calling it a parasite, I call it a human being. But you would agree that if it's a human being, that what they're doing is wrong. You would agree, right?
I do not agree.
No, you're saying that if it's a human being, what they're doing is okay to kill it?
Yes, I'm saying that if a woman is pregnant, whether she were raped or whether she is young and not in the position to have a child.
Right.
I mean, accidents happen. There are precautions you can take, but accidents still happen. And therefore, she should have the choice to not keep a child that she cannot raise.
Okay. Now let me ask you this question.
Are you a cat guy or a dog guy? I'm a dog guy. I don't really get cats. I don't know why people like cats.
Well, I prefer neither, actually. But let's say that this woman has the child. She's a single mother, and the child is wholly dependent on her for support. And she looks at this child, and she doesn't want it anymore. Can she kill it now?
No. Killing a child outside of the womb and killing a fetus that has not yet breathed its first breath
right.
of air is a completely different situation.
Well, that is where the debate lies, whether it is different or not. And that's not something we're going to resolve today. Because I say that it's a human being from conception. You say that it's not. But that is where the debate lies. It's not about choice. It's about whether it's a human or not.
So, going away from what you think the debate is, what you believe that a rape victim should have to carry her rapist baby for 9 months if she becomes pregnant.
Well, let me ask you this question. Why should you punish the child for the crime of the father? Let's say that this rape victim has the child, and every time she looks into its child eyes, she sees the eyes of her rapist. Can she kill it? Can she kill it now?
No. She should have the choice to either deal with that or not deal with it.
Right.
And it was a month ago.
And if she decides not to deal with it until she sees the baby, and now it reminds her of her rapist, can she kill it?
No, she can put it up for adoption. And
that's right.
Her choice. Keyword, choice. She has a choice.
Well, prior to the child's birth, can she kill it?
Yes.
Okay, and one day later after it's born, can she kill it?
No,
because it's now
up.
A human being.
Okay, so at what point does it become human? Once it exits the birth canal?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's where we differ, and that's where the debate lies. It's not about choice. It's about whether it's human or not.
Okay, well, your friends had the nerve to scream in my face that the rape victim is not the victim. The unborn thing is the victim.
Well, I would say they're both victims.
Miscommunication.
They're both victims.
Yeah, have you spoken to these men that called you? Do you know them? Have you, like...
I know Mike very well, and he's a dear brother of mine. I love him dearly.
Mike didn't speak once. He held
his guys are related?
Well, we're brothers in Christ.
Are we siblings in Christ also?
No, actually, if you die unrepentant, you're actually a child of your father, the devil, is what Scripture says.
Ooh, speaking of Satan, do you know in the Bible he only killed 10 people and your God killed 2.5 million?
Well, if you think...
Sorry to interrupt, we got to go to break really quick. When we get back, we'll get right back to all this devil talk. Yeah. We'll be back right after this, everybody.
Hey, Si.
Yep.
Sorry about the breaks, man. We got a formatting thing over
here. Not a problem, but I would like to get into an actual debate about the existence of God, which is really why I'm here.
All right, cool. We could get into that after the break.
All right.
And, like I said on the air, I don't mean to cut you off, but we do have to keep the show.
I understand.
Going,
no problem. Not a problem. I think it's going pretty good.
Cool. All right, man. We'll be back on in 3 minutes.
All right.
Na, 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 na. I love this song. You know this song?
No, I don't think I do.
I love it.
What's it called?
It's called Echoes by Claxon.
I have to look that up.
Yeah. I hate to fade out of it. I actually like listening to this song.
We have some good stuff going on, though, so
yeah.
It's all right.
Hey, Cy, are you a Seinfeld guy or a Friends guy? What's the better 90s sitcom?
Do you Seinfeld.
Opinion?
Seinfeld by a long shot.
Yeah.
You know what? I disagree with you, Cy, but not on that. I like your opinion on that.
Oh, guys, what are you doing? Friends is where it's at.
Ew.
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 I'm joking. I actually don't want to get into this radio. But what were we talking about before the break? I've been running around. I'm crazy.
Well, she was telling that Satan only killed 10 people and God killed scores more. And I just wanted to say, if you think that was bad, stick around.
Oh, that's something I wanted to ask you about. The Day of Redemption that's coming. You think that's December 21st, 2012?
I do not.
Oh. Do you have a date, though?
Well, I do not.
Oh, well, okay. Well, do you think it's happening soon?
You know, I would be of the camp that would say no.
But you believe that some kind of a redemption day of resurrection is going to occur at some point?
Well, Christ will return, yes. That's you know, beyond
so
doubt.
He's just going to kill all the sinners, all the people that aren't believers?
Well,
that's what's going to go on?
No, Christians will be taken up to heaven, and the unbelievers will be cast into hell.
That's a little unfair.
I prefer warmer weather, so I think I'm okay with that, actually.
Well, you know, I think you can mock about hell and you can joke about it, but I think you have no idea what hell's going to be like. But at least your statement is consistent with C.S. Lewis when he says the gates of hell are locked on the inside. Those who go there choose it.
Well, you know, don't you think
again,
it's a little unfair?
Women have choices.
You believe other religions, you know, that you know, you don't believe the same thing, but do you really think it's right that God's just going to come back and be like, hey, you know, yeah, you got your own beliefs, but we're just going to throw you in hell. Is
well,
that a little wrong of him?
What I think is actually irrelevant is what God says is going to happen. He's my arbiter. He's my standard of truth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, just for interest sake, for your listeners, my website is actually proofthatgodexists.org, and if you go to the multimedia page, you could see a number of the debates that I've done over the years. You could check that out.
That's my plug.
Well, no, I just thought it'd be interesting so they can get a little bit of background.
Yeah.
But we were going to talk about the existence of God, though, right?
Wait, Cy, I have a very, like, important point that I want to bring
all
up.
All right.
Earlier when we were talking about women, whether they were raped or whether they're not in the position to have a child, should have the right to choose whether or not they keep their child.
Right.
You started to talk about single mothers, and I would like to tell you that I was raised by a single mother,
right.
My sister and I, and my mom has worked her butt off
right.
for the past 18 years of my life, and I'm just saying that seeing it firsthand, our government doesn't exactly make it easy for a single mother to get by. First off, if you make less, you get more. So when my mother is working 14-hour days at a part-time job, you know, she doesn't have benefits. I've gotten my benefits through welfare.
I sleep 14 hours a day. Go on, sir.
And so I'm just saying that she has been punished for trying to work hard and get by our government.
You know, I can sympathize with you. It sounds like she's had a really hard time of it. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do, and
so,
I'm saying that a woman who knows that her children are going to be in the same position as me or my sister or, you know, even worse
right.
situations, she should have the choice whether or not she brings a child
right.
to this world.
So you're saying maybe she should have killed you and her life would have been easier?
Well, if she wanted to,
yeah.
she could have.
Okay, maybe she should have killed you so your life would have been easier.
Oh, hey, Cy, what are you doing?
No, that's what she's suggesting. She's saying her life was hard, and to ease the burden on these single mothers, they should be able to kill their children. Well, I mean...
Yeah, no child should come into this world if, he or she is not wanted, he or she is not able to be cared for.
Yeah.
Like, why would you force a harsh situation on someone who could have the choice to easily stop that situation and wait until there's a point in their life when they can handle that?
Well,
there's already so many children in foster homes on the streets.
Right.
Why would you want to add to that statistic? Why would you want to force such a hard life?
Because they might turn out to be a nice person like you.
Well, my mother is one of the sweetest people I have ever
met. She didn't kill you.
She made the decision to keep me.
Right.
But if
praise God.
She had made the decision
praise
not
Lord.
To keep me, it's not like I would have known because I wasn't a cognitive thinker or even a life that had an impact.
And you wouldn't have known when you're 1 month old either.
It's more of a rights thing as an American. Like, you know, shouldn't you just have the right to do this kind of thing?
Well, it's not a question of whether the mother has the rights. It's a question of whether it's a human or not, which I said at the beginning. But we were going to get back into the existence of God, though, and not have an debate on abortion. So you're interested in that?
What happened with God? How did this guy come about?
Pardon me? Well, we were going to debate whether the existence of God, the truth of his existence. And this is what I tell people. I say, you know, in Scripture it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. What that basically means is unless you start with God, you cannot know anything. Now, this is the question that I ask unbelievers when I talk to them. Could you be wrong about everything you claim to know?
You do realize that your entire life is based on old Scripture from an old time. We're in 2012 now. You should update your views. You know how, like, you update your wardrobe, your haircut. I mean, I hope you do. You should also try to update, you know, your perspectives on things to the new world. That usually helps people get along a little better.
All right. Now, back to my question. Could you be wrong about everything you claim to know?
Wait, your friends who were on our campus were protesting abortion. So this isn't about whether or not God exists
this
or whether or not you're wrong for believing in God or we're wrong for not believing in God. It's about the woman's right to choose whether or not she has an abortion, and also what also came up was the whole anti-gay thing.
Right.
How's the weather in Canada?
Well, the host of the show, Steve, said in the break that we were going to talk about the existence of God. So if Steve is the host, I'd like to get into that, and I'd like you to answer my question. Could you be wrong about everything you claim to know?
I'm sorry to cut you off, Si, but we got to go to another break, and when we get back, we will be talking about God. So stay tuned, everybody. All right. Si really wants to talk about the whole existence of God thing, but, you know, I want to keep it on topic of this whole abortion thing, the whole woman's right. That's kind of what Jessica and Sarah are in here for today.
Right. But, I mean, in the break you told me earlier that we were going to talk about the existence of God, and they seem to have swayed you, but that's fine. We could talk about this.
You see, I wasn't swayed. I'm just trying to keep it relevant.
That's fine.
You know, I'm running the board here. I got a lot of things.
Yeah, I understand that.
It did hit me that it would
be. But let me ask you this question, then.
Topic.
The issue of abortion comes down to an issue of truth or not. It's very relevant whether it's true, whether it's right, or whether it's wrong. So it does come back to a fundamental issue of truth, and that's why I ask you people, we don't have to talk about the existence of God, let's talk about truth. Because I don't know all your names. Let's talk about truth. Can you be wrong about everything you claim to know?
Could you be wrong about everything you claim, like, that you've read?
I would be happy to answer your question if you would answer mine first, please.
You are basing your entire values and beliefs and lifestyle, even though you claim that you're a sinner, but you have no problem coming on the air and preaching, you are basing your entire thing off a book that you've read. We are basing our entire thing on people we've met and life we've actually experienced. Don't you think our truth might be a little more relevant than yours?
Well, I don't think that truth is relative, but let me ask you that question again. Could you be wrong about everything you think you know?
Yes, I could, and so could you. We could all be wrong, but
once you say you could be wrong about everything, then you can't say what I could know, because you could be wrong about that. And that's exactly what Scripture said. If you deny God, then you deny knowledge. And when you say you could be wrong about everything, you deny knowledge, because you can't know something to be true that you could be wrong about.
You deny knowledge. What do you, like?
Well, I can explain that to you. Let's say I asked you what the speed was of the road outside of, you know, your studio right now, and you said it's 30 miles per hour, but I could be wrong. Then you don't know it. So if you could be wrong about everything, you don't know anything, and that's what Scripture says.
Si, you a big Sammy Hagar fan? You like that song, I Can't Drive 55?
I'm not familiar with that one, sorry.
Are you a Hagar guy or a Roth guy?
Which Roth is that? Van Halen?
Now, Jessica, you wanted to get into the thing of, you said that you want to come up with a way of how to be religious, but not be offensive and not imposing your ways. Kind of like the guys did yesterday. No offense, Si. You're a very nice guy, but that was what was going on here.
Well, I have to tell you, truth is offensive to those who don't want it.
Yeah, it is when you're screaming it in people's faces. That was kind of what was going on.
Was it only going one way?
They were screaming outdated scripture at us, putting their fingers in Temple students' faces, saying that they also told us we shouldn't vote in the upcoming election. They told us that we should go home and read our Bibles and not get involved in politics.
Now, you said outdated scripture. Are you saying it's impossible for the Word of God to be what it claims to be?
I say you don't seem to be, you know, updating it very well or, like, actually applying it to the world. So, yes, you have very outdated views, and you're using it in an outdated way.
So you're saying that it's impossible for the Bible to be what it claims to be?
No, I'm saying it's impossible for you, apparently, to put it in a more... I mean, I don't know how I could say this in a different way. I've said it, like, three different ways now. You don't seem to be able to actually apply it to our current world. You're living in such an archaic view.
And you could be wrong about that, right?
Country, you know?
And you could be wrong about that.
Yeah, but you could also be wrong, which you are refusing to accept.
You could be wrong about the fact that I could be wrong.
Right, and you could be wrong about the fact that I could be wrong about you.
No, because I've not admitted that I could be wrong about everything I claim to know. I believe that I do know something for certain based on the revelation of God.
Okay, then I believe I
Which
know
could
something
be wrong.
Is certain because of science.
Okay.
Oh, I am in fact a biology major.
Okay, when you do science, you employ your senses and your reasoning. How do you know that your senses and reasoning are valid?
Because it's based on fact.
Because it's all we've got,
in front of you. You can sense
Okay. But you're using your senses and reasoning to justify your senses and reasoning, which is viciously circular.
My senses, which it also says, is the only way I know God exists. So if you're going to say that my five senses are going to fail me in science, then they're also going to fail me.
I'm not saying they're failing you. I'm saying that you have no justification for them apart from God.
You have no justification for God.
Well, you could be wrong about everything you claim to know, so you're making an absolute knowledge claim.
Wrong. Do you realize that? You keep saying we could be wrong. You could be wrong.
No, you are the one who said you could be wrong.
No, you said that. Those were your words.
Well, people can play this back. You admitted that you could be wrong about everything you claim to know.
You are playing it back. We're just, like, trying to move forward.
I got to say, Sai, you are quite the wordsmith. And are you the public relations guy of these people? Because it's just not what we heard yesterday.
Right. Well, I hope to join them sometime. I'm not a PR person, but I'd be glad to be a PR person for them, for the ones that I know anyways. For Mike, definitely. I don't know who else he was out there with.
Mellow up there.
Pardon me?
Or Mellow in Canada.
I really hope that people realize there's a way to be religious and not ignorant and offensive. There's a way to believe in your beliefs and not push them on people. And not, you know, so much hatred was coming from these guys yesterday, it was ridiculous. Like, the fact that they really had the nerve to get in my friend's face and tell him that he was an abomination, and the fact that you had the nerve to say that Sarah's mom should have killed her and her life would have been easier, so ignorant.
Well, I think people can play back and see that that's not what I said at all. But you could be wrong about that, too. So, and if you play this back, you'll see that you are wrong about that. I was very kind to her.
We could all be wrong about everything. We could be wrong. You could be wrong. But what it comes down to is that women's health issues should not be a political issue. They should be a private
issue. They shouldn't even be an issue. Rights are given to everyone in this country, and we should have the right to our bodies.
And you could be wrong about that.
About men.
You could be wrong, too, okay? We get it. Everything we're saying could be wrong, but also could be right.
But you could be wrong about whether I could be wrong or not.
Sai, please say the words, I could be wrong.
No, I don't believe that. There's some things I could be wrong about, but not about everything. There's some things I can know for certain to be true.
Sai, so we can be wrong with the whole science thing and all that, but you can't be wrong with the Bible? Come on, just give us one, I could be wrong. It'll make us all happy.
I could be wrong about whether the Blue Jays are going to win the World Series this year. But there are things that I cannot be wrong about, like the existence of God, and there's things that God reveals to us such that we can know them for certain, such that life begins at conception.
Wait, so what proves that God exists?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry we got to cut off, but Rosh has something to say. The Rosh man is here.
Rosh!
I know Sai's laughing because we just don't want to talk about the existence of God.
Not until the very end.
Not until the end.
We'll schedule another show for that when the women aren't there.
Is that a joke?
No, you just want to talk about abortion. The host wanted to talk about the existence of God. But if you want to talk about God, then I'll come on some other time.
We were talking about yesterday. We wanted to keep it relevant to what actually happened.
That's right.
Guys, I just think we didn't have enough time in this half-hour segment to reach everyone's, you know, desires.
We'll have to do it another time.
We got Rosh. Got something to say? Final words, Rosh.
Hey, Sai.
Hey.
I'm Rosh. I just wanted to say that I went to Christian high school all my life, and...
Rosh is your biggest fan.
not really, but I've heard everything in school. So, it's pretty cool, but I don't think it's the truth.
Well, I heard Raj say on another show, actually I listened to a few podcasts before I came on, that he would rather go to hell than prison, and that was quite disturbing. But I'd love to come on some other time and talk about God if you want to do that, and if not, that's fine too. And I thank you for giving me this time to...
thank you for coming on with us.
Appreciate
like
it.
Like I said, I think you're their PR person. I would have liked to get the mustache guy in from yesterday, but thank you for coming on.
All right.
All right, we'll be on next Monday, 3 to 4, everybody. Tune in. Sarah, Jessica, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All synchronized. All right, everybody.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. WHIT.